Helen Forrest, April 12th, 1917.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. Formerly, Something Came From Baltimore. My name is Tom Galker, and I'm your host tonight. Once a month for season 8, we are celebrating the female voice of jazz. And April's big. April's big for a lot of jazz artists. Carmen McRae, Nora Jones, Ella Fitzgerald. They could have been really highlighted easily, and everyone would have really dug, you know, really into their back catalog and enjoyed it. However, I'm going in a different direction today. The voice of the big band, Helen Forrest. Before we get into the show, I got some action items for you. Please comment, like, and share, subscribe, play the episodes, and check out the social links in the show notes, along with Venmos and Cash App. It's there for you. And thank you very much for supporting the show. Now, let's do this. The happy birthday month. It's April. It's Helen Forrest.
About the boy, I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy on silver screen.
Helen Forrest was born Helen Fogel, April 12, 1917, and she passed away on July 11, 1999. She was an American singer of traditional pop and swing music. She served as the girl singer for three of the most popular big bands of the swing era, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James, thereby earning the reputation of the voice of the big bands. Forrest was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Her father died of influenza when Helen was an infant, so she was raised by her mother, who often blamed her husband's death on Helen's birth. She believed God had taken her husband because she had wished so much for a baby girl. Helen has three older brothers, Harry, Ed, and Sam. In Helen's early teen years, the mother relocated to Brooklyn. Mother married a house painter whom Helen disliked. Soon, Helen's mom and stepfather turned the family's home into a brothel. Following this, Helen's mom permitted her to live with her piano teacher, Honey Silverman, and her family. While teaching her piano, Honey noticed Helen's singing ability and encouraged her to focus on singing instead. Anxious to find a career in singing, Helen dropped out of high school to pursue her dream. Helen returned to Atlantic City and began singing with her brother Ed's band. She soon returned to New York City, where she visited song publishers and performed an audition for a 15-minute slot for a local radio show. Around this time, Forrest was encouraged to change her name from Fogel. Her name sounded too Jewish. The 17-year-old began singing on WNEW in New York. She also performed on WCBS, where she was known as Bonnie Blue and the Blue Lady of Song. She found a job at the Marillion Club in Washington, D.C., where she performed for approximately 2 years. After singing Farce at the Marillion, band leader Artie Shaw asked her to go on tour with him. Shaw was looking for a new talent when vocalist Billie Holiday decided to leave the band. Helen was hired in 1938. She recorded 38 singles with Shaw's band. Two of the biggest hits with Shaw were the songs They Say.
They say you have no lips for a fool such as I. They say you just believe in hello and goodbye. And they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned, and that I'll go on playing with fire.
Helen joined Benny Goodman in December 1939, with whom she recorded a number of celebrated songs, including the hit, The Man I Love.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay.
Helen recorded 55 studio recordings with Goodman. She told the Pop Chronicle series that Goodman would look right above her eyebrows in the middle, top, right at the top of her brow. He was a very strange man, and she described him as the most demanding band leader she sang for. Farce also stated, "The band I joined was sensational, but few special arrangements were written for me. I sang choruses, made myself fit to the music. Benny used to drive me crazy by noodling behind me on clarinet while I sang." Goodman was also reported to have been a perfectionist and a very difficult man to work for. In August 1941, Farce quit the orchestra to avoid having a nervous breakdown. After leaving Goodman, Farce briefly recorded with Nat King Cole and Lionel Hampton. In 1941, she was approached by Harry James, offering to work for him under one condition: that she be permitted to sing more than one chorus. Although James was looking for a more jazz-oriented singer, he allowed Farce to audition. The band voted her in, and she was hired several decades later. Farce explained in an interview, "Harry James is wonderful. When I joined him, there's only one condition. I didn't care how much you pay me. I don't care about the arrangements. The only thing I want is to start a chorus and finish it. I want to do verses. Don't put me up for it. A chorus in the middle of the instrumental. You got it, and that was it." In his book, The Big Bands, Simon explained that Harry James constructed the arrangements around his horn and Helen's voice, establishing a warmer mood by slowing down the tempo so that two, instead of the usual three of the more choruses, would fill a record. Many arrangements were built to a closing climax during Helen's vocals so that she could emerge as a star. It was with Harry James Orchestra that Helen recorded the most, arguably her most popular number, "I Had a Crazy Dream." And in 1941, "I Don't Want to Walk Without You." In 1942 and 43, Helen Farce was voted the best female vocalist in the United States at the Downbeat poll. Farce left Henry James in late 1943 in pursuit of a solo career, saying 3 years of the band was enough. She signed a recording contract with Decca and co-starred with Dick Hames on The Dick Hames Show on CBS from 1944 to 1947. Helen's first Decca disc, Time Waits for No One, reached second place on the hit parade.
Time waits for no one. It passes you by.
Haynes was also contracted to Decca from 1944 to 46. The pair had recorded 18 duets, 10 of them reaching the top 10. Particularly successful were the versions of "Long Ago, Far Away," "It Had to Be You," "Together," "I'll Buy You That Dream," "I'm Always Chasing Rainbows," and "Oh, What It Seems to Be," in 1944.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me.
It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. on the train with me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
Now it was just a wedding in June. That's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world to me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
It was just a wedding in June.
Yes, I do.
Thank you for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. And we are celebrating the voice of Helen Forrest. It's a labor of love. And you can hear the show version, which is a 30-minute show, on thebox.com. That's Thursdays at 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The station is kind of, it's jazz. It has a cool vibe to it. A lot of new artists. So it's not like you're inundated with kind of stale material. No repeats. It's very hard to hear the same songs over and over. The show is over, and everyone have a great day.